Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota is set to receive more than $2 million as part of a multi-state settlement with generic drug maker Sandoz. Attorney General Keith Ellison says the company agreed to pay roughly $469 million nationwide to resolve allegations it conspired to inflate prices and limit competition on prescription drugs. The settlement also requires Sandoz to implement reforms aimed at preventing future antitrust violations. The agreement is still awaiting final approval as states continue pursuing broader price-fixing lawsuits against other generic drug manufacturers. Recent rain helped fire crews with wildfires, but drought remains a major concern across Minnesota. Wildfire Operations Supervisor William Gleisner says conditions can worsen quickly.
Especially when we have the scattered and isolated thunderstorms, just 3 to 5 days of dry weather in the areas that are dry and droughty is enough for fire activity to pick up. The middle third of the state has the driest fuels right now. That is where we're seeing most of the initial attack activity.
35% of the state's now in severe drought, including northeastern Minnesota. FarmFest is underway in Redwood County, and the first forum featured a visit from U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Rollins says the USDA is working to improve conditions for Minnesota farmers.
One of the most important things we can do to keep rural America strong, and especially rural Minnesota strong, where you export right now a third of what you produce in this great state, maybe more going forward, is that we have to empower our farmers to compete on the world stage.
Rollins' exports are up for both ethanol and corn growers here in the state. And a Creighton University survey of supply managers and manufacturing plants in the middle of the country shows Minnesota's business conditions index is highest in the region. Creighton University economics professor Ernie Goss conducts the survey.
It's consistent with solid overall regional economic growth as it spills over into the broader economy, but still not strong enough to really get excited about.
Goss says inflation and the war in Iran are drags on the economy. Still, over the past 12 months, federal records show Minnesota manufacturers added over 7,000 jobs, and supply managers report increases in sales and new orders. In other headlines, candidates for Minnesota's 1st Congressional District race were on center stage today at FarmFest. Republican Brad Finstad defended the work on the new farm bill, saying it's now up to the Senate.
The farm bill that we passed a few weeks back was a very strong bipartisan bill. It was the remaining portion of what we had left after the reconciliation process that was done a year ago. That was the largest investment in farm spending in a farm bill since 2002.
Democratic candidate Jake Johnson.
I am concerned that while there are some good things in the farm bill, ARC PLC being some of those, that there just isn't enough to address the main concerns that we're seeing when it comes to input costs, export markets that have been eviscerated.
Candidate forums continue through tomorrow at FarmFest, including for governor and U.S. Senate. Cooler weather and recent rainfall are helping firefighters gain ground on the wildfires burning in northeastern Minnesota. The July Lightning Complex remains at nearly 65,000 acres, but Little Knife Fire is now 90% contained and management is returning to the Superior National Forest, while the Chubb Fire has reached 100% containment. This is MNN.